Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA. We have a live show for you today on this Friday, September the 1st, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to bringing that to you all. And I just want to sincerely thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and being part of this family. So very, very important to us all. And we are definitely going to need to rely on each other in the future. So just want to say I absolutely appreciate and thank you for being you and us being us. And there's so much more that we will be doing and we should be doing, and I'm looking forward to invoking on that journey with you all. So with that being said, we just want to say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and once you are there, you'll be able to give some of your financial energy to support this network and all of the programs that you have here on Tando Radio Show. Very, very important that we do that, and so that this network can continue to bring what it has been bringing for so long. So make sure that it stays on air by you giving some of your financial energy so that it can do just that. And you can do that at the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Just go to the homepage and click on the prompt that actually has the it's the holding hands. Just hit that, and that will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to the network. Very, very, very important. So, 1 second, everyone. Oops. Okay. Sorry about this. Let me see. 1 second, everyone. So you can do that by going to Black Talk Radio Network. You can also support the network by also being a part of its social media network. And the social media network is known as BTR Community. You can find it on the website, the homepage, and all you have to do is you'll see the icon with a capital B with a black background. That is this network social media outlet that was put together so that you could actually engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. So it's only $24 a year is the only place that I actually post, and something that you should be doing, because the other mainstream outlets actually are causing you harm, in my opinion. And so you don't have to worry about that with Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, because your identity is never sold to anyone. So that is extremely, extremely important. So go there and be a part of it. Only $24 a year. That's a yearly, $24 gives you a yearly subscription. And once you do that, you can post things about yourself, your business, about events that you think should be publicized and get more attention. And also you can post what you think is necessary for everyone. And I just want to thank all of you that do that and are a part of BTR community for only $24 a year. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all for doing that. Okay? So you could do that there. Also, if you would like to assist my man, Michael Emmanuel, Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer. You can go to his GoFundMe campaign. It's www.gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee5P. 5P-3500. Okay? And then you will see my man, Michael Emmanuel, who is recovering from germ cell cancer, and the family needs to be able to get some of the trace minerals that's necessary for him to be able to detox and to give him the nutrients that his body is going to need to strengthen the immune system and just to get him in a better position and to be able to stay in remission, in my opinion. So definitely you could do that there. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. ProsperityMint.com. Check out what's there in the inventory. The credit card portion of it is down, so payment has to be made by way of PayPal or by contacting info@prosperitymint.com. info@prosperitymint.com. The credit card portion of that is not working, so definitely engaging that. You can save as a lady and a gentleman, as a king or queen, and you don't have to save as a slave, which you would be doing with cash. Yes, cash is a slave's wage because it's debt. Okay, so you can do that there. Also, if you would like to be a part of the cryptocurrency trading platform, you can just go to rcryptocurrency.com. And that's where you can join and be a part of the cryptocurrency trading platform. It trades it for you. I've been doing very, very well with it, pleased with it. So definitely something that you all want to engage in itself. Next we have is it's going to be September the 23rd. Legacy Management Group is going to have Structuring Your Family, and it's going to be involving Trust and Foundations in Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's $350 for you, the listeners of Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network. Come on down to Dallas, and I will be presenting as well for this Structuring Your Family Legacy, put on by Legacy Management Group in Texas. And that is a very, very important event. You definitely want to be a part of it. You Trust and Foundations, you must have. We will be actually giving a presentation as well. So looking forward to that. The 23rd, the 23rd and the 24th of this month. So get your, just go there at, and the website is www.lmgtx.com. Okay? So definitely, definitely jump on there. Okay, so with that being said, let me check out. I think that is it. I missed something. Oh, we will have some Strategic Melanin. How you doing, sister? Brother Braggs and everyone else that's in the chat room, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We will see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. My man Scotty, I think Scotty wanted to chime in on something. Go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, good afternoon or good evening, I should say, to you, Dave, and all the Tando Radio Show listeners. Yeah, I just wanted to take that opportunity,
brother,
to just notify people of some changes that you will notice on the network.
Yeah, definitely.
So we were streaming on or simulcasting, I should say. We were simulcasting the programs that's on this station right here. This station right here is apart from the other stations that many people listen to on Black Talk Radio Network. But in terms of the industry, our stations are separate. So we were distributing our streams and podcasts through Spreaker, was trying that out. I love a media player. You know, wish that we could pay some developers to develop one for us specifically, but you make do with what you can. And so anyway, right. Been watching the stats for that over the past month. Of course, we got a report coming out for August 2017 within the next 5 days, but it really wasn't worth the expenditure in terms of the people tuning in live, as many as maybe one day 12 or 7 people. Or and then all the podcasts that were being downloaded weren't originating on Spreaker's platform, but were originating on Black Talk Radio Network or our YouTube channel. So I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, what are we paying you for then? You know, we went there looking right. for extra distribution to reach other people, and we're just not meeting enough people. So I can't see justifying that expenditure anymore from a business sense. But what I can, what I am doing is something that I actually thought about over the years, but providing music royalty coverage so that we can play any type of music that we want to. You know, I'm thinking about listening to Michael Baisden when I was still working out there in construction, me and my brother driving to work or driving home, or it might have been during lunch. But we would tune in to Michael Baisden's program, and while we listening to that old school funk, you know, Michael would share news and bring on grassroots activists. And that's probably why he's not as popular as he used to be, meaning that not popular with the people, but, you know, a withdrawal of the support of the corporate,
right.
you know, people out there. So he had a pretty good format, in my opinion. But I'm looking at trying to, again, always thinking of ways, how do we reach the masses out there? You know, obviously we do target melanated people all over the planet, and we do have a global audience, but how do we attract more people, even younger people? And you know, you could do that with music. You can do that with music,
right.
and then with the right balance and mix of the various talk programs on the network, I want to try that format for a while and see how it plays. So we do have music royalty coverage and what have you. So even when you're listening to the station, when there's nothing live, don't be surprised if you start hearing, you know, music that you never heard before. And then I could also use that music, which is popular with the masses, to bring them in, and then also mix in the grassroots rappers out there that's putting out, you know, that message that slavery was, that they lying when they told you slavery was abolished. Shout out to Qadir Latif. So just want to take that opportunity to just make that announcement on Tando of some of the upcoming changes you may notice on our digital radio station, Black Talk Radio Network. Thanks, Dave.
Man, Scotty, Thank you, Scotty, and all of that is necessary because we definitely want to continue to grow. And I just, we definitely appreciate all of you that have been faithfully with us in Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by the network. We truly, truly appreciate you because you're the reason for the growth, and we definitely want to reach more people and you being a part of that, and bring more more programming that will edify and to get an action plan together for you all. So just wanted to say that. So just want to lay out a couple of things. Very encouraged. I talked to my sister Kim Melancon today, Dewanye's mother, in regards to Dewanye's case. Is just some amazing things that are happening. So we're going to be getting back on that. There were some of the team that was affected by Harvey, of course. But we will be getting back, and we'll bring you some information and some news on in regards to that relatively soon here, just to let you know, give you an update as to where we are with that overall campaign for disclosure within consensual intimate encounters. So definitely we will have that. So just wanted to bring that all to you. And also, we got kind of, because of some of the things that were happening, there's a lot of different things going on. I will be bringing some information for you all that may have health issues and want to get the right nutrients and minerals, the trace minerals in your body. We will be bringing that to you. We'll be bringing some of that information to you next week because I was going to do it right after the vacation I took, but so many things started to happen, and then boom, of course, we had the events down in Texas, and so that has kind of changed a couple of things, but we're going to get right back to that. So I just wanted to let you know that we didn't forget, and we'll be back on that grind and working out from there. Okay, so, wow, where do we start? We're going to jump into what's in the news. And what's in the news, a couple of things. We didn't have what's in the news yesterday because Black Rose was on. Just definitely wanted to hear from that. So we're going to pick up some of the things from yesterday, what was in the news, because it's important for today as well. So let's, here we go. What's in the news? Some of the things that we didn't get covered yesterday. Very, very important one. This one comes from The Hill. I posted this one from The Hill. Conservative leaders don't tie Harvey relief to the debt ceiling. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is ramping up and putting everything into place for some major, major disruptions, and that will adversely affect everyone here, especially those that are not prepared and not ready for it. And I just want to say that today's show, the U.S. economics have been kissed by death. The U.S. economics have been kissed by death. That's today's show. So they're saying don't try to tie in relief for Harvey into relief do not tie Harvey relief to the debt ceiling. Here it is. The chairman of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus said aid for victims of Hurricane Harvey should not be part of a vehicle to raise the debt ceiling. And this was celebrity figurehead Trump, who leads the Conservative Caucus, said disaster aid should pass on its own, apart from separate measures the government must pick up in September. This September is going to be, I think, one for the ages, and is going to continue, in my opinion, to show the overall adverse effects of the system of subjugation, theft, and enslavement in all forms and fashion. So check out that article. Next article I got from the Wall Street Journal, Tropical Storm Harvey will cause tens of billions of dollars. The Tropical Storm Harvey will take a financial toll on the nation's economy, but how much of it depends on the extent of the flooding in the coming days. So true. Check out that article, and we will be touching on some of that today. Next article, explosion and smoke reported at the Acme Incorporated Crosby plant, and that plant actually did have an explosion. Check out that article. Next article, got this one from WRegs.com. Salvation Army Mobile Kitchen truck leaves Memphis to help feed Houston. And that's one organization I would definitely not hesitate to giving to. I saw there was other organizations, Red Cross, that I would not. I'm gonna give them a new name. Real Criminals would not be giving a darn thing to Real Criminals. And they had a telethon on some of the make Good Morning America and all of that other stuff. Those, and it's something like I heard, and I didn't do the research on this. I heard from a reliable source, thanks, Monson, that all of their donations per dollar, only one penny goes to the overall what the intention of the donor was, which is illegal itself. So that is why their 501c, in my opinion, Joel Osteen's 501c should be pulled. And that should be the movement that should happen. No one in any genre, any public where they are actually benefiting from the overall public's work should not be allowed to engage, and we shouldn't allow them to exist in the form that they are in when they exploit the people in itself. So definitely check out that the Salvation Army has been around for a while. I would have no problem, and actually that's who I would prefer outside of organizations that we create ourselves. So check out that article. Next article from the Star. Fill her up. Some Dallas-Fort Worth stations may be running out of gas this Labor Day weekend. Not some. All of them basically are. And I got it from someone told me that they saw that gas. You ready for this in Dallas area? And I didn't check today. It was real busy today. I didn't get to check. How about this? In the afternoon yesterday, and I was actually talking to Black Rose on the phone while I was driving, and I saw the gas at around $4 in, it was around $4.25 or 35, 40 cents. It doubled from what it was before Harvey.
Hey, Dave, I did a report on our afternoon show today. They declared a state of emergency in Virginia and North Carolina due to gas shortages. I think, like, in Charlotte area, I think they reported one of the guys said it was up as much as 55 cents or something.
Yes, and we actually posted that in BTR for Tandil's page today, yes. And this is crazy. Scotty, how about this? Yesterday, mid-afternoon, right around the time that the show starts, and just a little while after, gas in certain places in the Dallas-Fort Worth area had jumped up to $9 a gallon. $9 a gallon.
Now, what I reported today was they're blaming it on a pipeline.
Right, Scotty.
That an underground pipeline, saying that it ruptured. So what could cause an underground pipe to rupture except seismic activity? I don't know anything other about the construction of the pipe or why. You know, I don't have those details, but you know how usually when you bury something underground, it's done with. You know what I'm saying? If it's made of sturdy materials, there's not going to be any spills or anything.
Exactly, Scotty. Or we can never count this out. It gave the perfect plausible deniability to sabotage it. Very well could be. All things are on the table, but when you're prepared, you're able to deal with any of the outcomes put yourself in a better position. So anything is possible here. I wouldn't believe them. I just know that this system has a tendency to continue to leech on the masses of people. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Peace and Freedom. Something serious has happened following North Korea's missile test. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., celebrity figurehead Nikki Haley. People watching television news screens showing file footage of North Korea's missile launch at a rail station in Seoul on August the 29th. So this whole thing is definitely shaping up. Next article, this one comes from Daily Star. This is from what was in the news yesterday that we didn't get to report. Russia orders massive evacuation over North Korea's missile launch. Russia's civil defense officials were reportedly ordered to shift residents in the country's Far East safe area in an extraordinary move amidst fears of a worldwide conflict. North Korea angered the international community by launching a missile that flew directly over China. Excuse me, sorry, Japan. Sorry about that. It flew over Japan. So why was that done? That was done because, remember, the Russians actually had war drills for its citizens to get to shelters, deep underground bunkers, in shelter last year, And that is about what happens. They train maybe 1 year before. When has there been any form of preparing for you, the general population? Yes, there has been some in Hawaii, but this is what they said. They didn't train them with anything. They told them, you better seek shelter, don't go outside, have 2 weeks worth of food, and you're on your own. Good night. That was it. That was it. So why is that significant? It tells you when this conflict starts, who's going to win? Who's going to win? China, in my opinion, Russia, in my opinion, will come out victorious. And one of the reasons when they will come out victorious, they're going to need all of their citizens ready to seize and rebuild their overall economic direction from there. So they want their citizens to be as safe as possible because they got plans for them. While here, they already know they lost. Done deal. So things are really turning into a very, very deciding way. You must decide how you're going to respond to and make sure that you are finding out as much as you can, because what you know, what you don't know, you will not be immune from at all. At all. It just doesn't work that way. They may develop a fantasy that you may think that she'll be fine because you didn't know, and saying that I didn't know means that it changes anything that happens. I didn't know. Okay, so we this is very, very important that we do what it is that we can based off of what is being attempted. There are many attempts at different things, and the system will continue to do what it's doing until there is a equal or a force greater than the force, the energy that they're using. So very, very important. So check out that article. Next article from NBC Chicago, nothing but criminals. Analyst, is North Korea winning the deterrent war with the U.S.? Yes, they've already kicked their butt. Done deal. So that was what was in the news yesterday. For today, I got this one from TPM. Smoke seen pouring from the chimney at San Francisco Russian consulate. White House set to close. It says black smoke has been seen pouring from a chimney at the Russian consulate in San Francisco a day after the celebrity figurehead Trump administration ordered its closure amidst escalating tensions between the United States and Russia. Now, what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? This is a way, because when you go to war, what do you do? What do? They signal it by what? Calling back their ambassadors. Well, sending them home is just the same, has the same effect, and is the same thing, is no different than calling them home. Calling them home. But see, I think what happens is that the system doesn't want, it wants as many people to be caught by surprise by this as possible. And while everyone is watching and dutifully should and be engaging in Harvey, there are other things that are happening that are not being reported, and who is it benefiting? This is how you have a sneak attack. This is how you are able to have diversion. This is how you're able to distract and to ensure that your overall objectives and methods are successful. Very, very important. And this will continue. It doesn't matter what event it is that's happening. This will continue to happen if we allow ourselves to give energy to or to engage in the system. The only way the system dies is if we cut off our energy supply. So very, very important. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one from Newsweek. Repeating radio signals coming from deep space have been detected by astronomers. Repeating radio signals from mysterious sources in a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away have been detected by astronomers using the Green Bank Telescope. So I'm going to stop right there. They tell me Green Bank Telescope. I know these fools is lying. And what I mean by lying is that, do I think that there is extraterrestrial life forms and life forms that are in the universe? Absolutely. Haven't engaged in any that I've known about. May have seen one or two, but didn't know exactly what I was seeing, or didn't verify. I'm gonna tell y'all a real quick story, and then we'll get into finishing with some news. Okay, so I'm not joking, and I'm kind of laughing. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to. All right, so. When they're living in Southern California, you know, there's a lot of dumbs in Southern California, deep underground bunkers. And so I was going to a place that I used to go target practice in out in the desert. I mean, there's nothing out there. So went to one place, and it's an official dump. They have guards. They have the fence. They has like a miniature Area 51, and they got a deep underground hangar where you could actually see the doors and everything else. You could actually look at it on Google, and you could see it on Google right there. You can see it. Well, I know it's there because I used to go shooting in the area. So I'm not joking, y'all. So one day. And this one road that comes from there, if anyone knows how they do these things, is that they have one road that people are to use to come in and come out, and it's nothing else around it. So if you see a car on that road, they're either going to some of the homes that are separated, or they're coming from this facility. And if they're coming from the facility, you know that because there's nothing out there but that, and they're driving on this one road that leads into this facility, this dump. What's under that dump? I have no clue. No clue. I did see a cave that was there, but I wasn't going in there. And then after that, I was like, man, I'm not coming back out here to shoot. So don't laugh, y'all. This is real. So I'm driving, and we're going to go shoot. And I'm serious. I was driving, it was another car coming towards me. And as soon as, before I even saw the car, there was a movement, you could feel a movement, not a movement of the ground or anything else, but a movement of energy. That you couldn't perceive with your physical eye, but you could feel that something is present. There's an energy that is present, and I'm somewhat sensitive to that type of stuff. And so I said, uh-oh, and right away I knew something was going to be up. So uh-oh, knew I shouldn't have came here. So see this car coming. And as this is coming, this non-human shape is like coming towards me that's driving this vehicle. And before I can even determine that it was not a ordinary human shape, it was very odd about it. So they're coming one way, I'm coming another way, so we're going to pass each other. And it's a two-lane road. Nothing else out there but the two vehicles. And as it gets closer, the energy stops because the physical sight was going to take over. And I had already projected who I was energy-wise as a living entity. And my thing was, hey, I'm cool. I mean, no harm, but I'm not going to take no stuff from nobody else, so everybody go their own way and we cool. So as this car comes closer, I'm telling you, now I really can see, but my whole thing was not to stare. and to be aware, know it was there, but let everything be known that you go about your business, I'm going to go about mine. And I see this non-human shape get even clearer. And we passed each other at a high rate of speed. They're going that way, I'm going. And man, what it was that I actually saw without me staring at it, because that was the overall position that I took, was that you mind your business, I'm a mind mine. And it was like it was an agreement without us way before, just quickly and everything else with the energy. And it passes me by, I pass it by. And I was like, oh my, whoa. And I don't have a problem, you know, the head was more like the shape of it was kind of more pointed. The bottom of the facial area was more rounded, like an opal, and the eyes were longish and fitted inside it. Everything was symmetrically placed, and it was just quickly drove by and everything else. So I went and took care of my business, shot, did my shooting, and left. And now, what's the origin of it? I have no clue. I didn't really stare to get a verification. It could have been someone in a mask or whatever. That wasn't my overall intention to investigate or anything else. But yes, I definitely know. Now, for this story that's here that Newsweek had published with this repeating radio signals coming from deep, I don't believe them at all. And I say I never believe the system at all, because I always take the system as one that lies about everything for their overall agenda. They may tell some truths, but even their truths are not sincere, and they have bad intentions for all of us. So now, do I think that there are other living entities throughout the... Oh, without a doubt, yes. But see, what I see is that they use this, and they will use this in the future for their agenda, on their terms, by what they want to accomplish. So I just wanted to say that. I didn't want to get too much involved in it, but I just wanted to share that all with you. I hardly ever talk about that type of stuff, but yes, that was one of my experiences, and I had one in the military that was... they seem to always hang around nuclear weapons and things of that nature, because one of the things that when I was in the military, we actually guarded a nuclear facility in the Aleutian chain. And it was, it was quite an experience. And so maybe one day, I don't know. I hardly ever talk about that, and also just don't want to, you know, give too much to it. It is what it is. I don't know if it's a part of programs that man has, and they you know, and a lot of the stuff that we see is actually man-made reverse engineering, or just man-made using it for what they're going to use it for. But it's a lot of things that are insincere. So if they're insincere, I try not to draw an opinion about it, other than focusing on the part being not honest. I focus always on that, and that helps me to be able to navigate and to be able to deal with and be grounded for myself. So just wanted to add that. I don't know why we did all that, Dave, but hey, it was just... It came up, so we go where it is. So next article comes from South China Morning Post. China calls for scrutiny of inbound investment threats, U.S.-China ties, a massive defense system causing Washington and Beijing to clash on efforts to stall North Korea weapons testing program, has at its core technology that that prompted U.S. government actions against China. And let me tell you something. A lot of things is happening. China is selling assets. What do you think the assets is that selling? They're selling debt, selling a dollar. We're going to talk about that some today as well. Next article from Russia Insider. Shakedown. U.S. forces. EU, European Union, to pay 50% more for natural gas versus Russia. And 50% is the only cost of the gas. So, man, so what are they doing? They're not only doing EU, they're doing who? You! With Petrogas. All the setup, ladies and gentlemen, all the setup. Next article from Newsweek. Donald Trump is being warned by advisors about impeachment. We talked about this. Remember I said the pardon of Joe Arpaio is because he knows he's on his way out, and when he was first selected and everything else, we said that he wouldn't last a term and everything else, not because of anything other than he's a celebrity figurehead, just like the last guy was. And the next person that they put there until we decide how we're going to synthesize our overall collective direction. So check out that article. Very, very important. Things are going to be really, really unstable coming shortly here. Next article from South China Morning Post. China sees more typhoons than usual with another one on the way. You get it? Weather wars, folks. Weather wars. As the Pearl River Delta braces for Ma War, the third tropical storm to hit the region in 2 weeks, meteorologists say the country has been hit by more typhoons than usual this year. They gonna blame it on climate change? Of course they are, because they are changing the climate. And what's so good about this? They can blame each other, but doesn't matter. Whenever nations go to war, the general population is always the enemy, always the mark, and is now being used, in my opinion, by the convenience of the seasons. Check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. Could the U.S. use its gold reserves to avoid a debt ceiling shutdown? The last day of August in Moscow, a bright, cool, sunny morning, I walked to a nearby farmer market hoping to buy a melon for later. While selecting a ripe torpedo melon, move this down, I was startled by a finger poke from behind, a familiar face, a woman who I have seen in write articles before. And written about before. So check out, we'll check out some of that because it has a lot to do with today's show. Next article from Newsweek. Trump, rescinds Obama's proposed flood risk rule weeks before HH hit Hurricane Harvey. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump signed away celebrity figurehead Barack Obama's era flood standards just week before Hurricane Harvey hit Texas in a bid to get infrastructure projects approved more quickly. The rule signed by the former president Barack Obama in 2015 has yet to come into effect, but aimed to make infrastructure more resilient to the effects of climate that's being changed by the system. That wasn't in the article. I ad-libbed that one. Such as the rising sea levels and flooding. Check out that article. Next article, this one comes from NOAA, the National Oceanic Association. Hurricane Irma has a track for Hurricane Irma. Be aware of that. It is definitely coming, and it says Hurricane Irma forecast discussion. Check out Irma, and it's supposed to be picking up, and it possibly where it could go is going to be critical, but it's on its way. You need to know. Hopefully, it will not go into the Gulf. But, hey, once again, can you say weather wars? And once again, whenever the system goes to war, it doesn't go against nations. It's targeting the general population, you being the mark. So check that out. Next article from Newsweek, even more sanctions against North Korea could be dangerous, Russia warns the U.S. Next article, very, very important. Here we go. This is from Algier. Vladimir Putin, celebrity figurehead Vladimir Putin, said pressure on Korea is futile. Pressuring North Korea over its nuclear missile test is a misguided and futile. Celebrity figurehead Russian President Vladimir Putin said, arguing only dialogue without preconditions can resolve the crisis. The Korean Peninsula was balancing on the brink of a large-scale conflict, Putin wrote in an article to be published on Friday in the BRICS Economics. So check out that. Next article from Bloomberg. This one, the latest North Korea missile launch spurred White House game plan. All coming into place. And last article, this one comes from Charlie Huge Smith. Why we're doomed. Stagnant wages. A couple of things we're going to go with that. So that was what was in the news yesterday and today. And at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, today's conversation is that the U.S. economy has been kissed by death. And it says, Strategic Melon, my sister, said the skies are smoky and gloomy here. We can smell the fires. People are starting to complain about breathing. It looks and smells and feels really bad. Oh, snap. Really? Yes, Strategic Melon. Yes. And I don't think that there's any other fires that's going on. I'm not quite sure, but I wouldn't be surprised. And I saw what you had posted yesterday, or was it yesterday or the other day, about them actually expelling the Russian consulate. And then so today I saw that article, and I said the same thing. Oh, snap. Really? Yes. So not surprised, and that's why the fire department was brought out, because that makes all the sense in the world, because one of the things is that, well, it could have been a bunch of things, but they knew where that was coming from, in my opinion, but probably a lot of people called the fire department, and they looked in the sky, and they saw the chimney, and that's when it was. So, yes, Strategic Melon, it is, this is what happens, and what could they be burning? Did you say what they would be impeaching Dump for? Could be part of it, because they share information and keep it all in different places. Now this one's got to burn everything. And believe me, the Russians are known for burning. Every embassy and every consulate have burn furnaces. They got to burn that. Believe me, I know. So, yes, not surprised there. So, all right, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I just want to say big shout out to my sister, Black Rose. Thank you for coming on yesterday and giving us some of that information. Amazing, amazing stuff. And so, you know, she was really reiterating what we've been talking about on Tando Radio Show for since we began. You all are accustomed to it. You all may not even be, you know, because of, you know, what we've been doing, you are much more aware than maybe than you were before. I'm not saying that is a must with everyone, but it is definitely encouraging, and it's good to see that you all are here and in a better position, because at least you have a different perspective now. And one of the things, the key to preparing, if you really listened to Black Rose yesterday, one of the keys to preparing is what we've always said. You prepare when no one else is preparing. You prepare for the storm when the skies are sunny and the temperature is pleasant and there's nothing going on. That's when discipline and discretion comes into play, that the sun in this weather and the overall conditions that I'm in right now will change. And it's the ones that in the change that can adversely affect me is the one that I need to take notice of. What is preparing? What really is preparing? Preparing is nothing more than making an assessment. You hear about people saying I'm a prepper or this and that. And most people say, oh, you got all this food. And that's not what it is all about. What it is that you're assessing things that could adversely affect you, or things that that could happen that you can extremely benefit from. And positioning yourself for that overall event or condition to arrive before it does. That's what preparing is all about. That's what it is really all about. And you should be preparing in all the things you do. You should prepare for retirement. You should prepare for you know, anything that you're going to be doing. Preparing for relationships, preparing for this and preparing for that, preparing to save, preparing. What are you doing? Is that you're positioning yourself. You're positioning yourself for the best outcome for you, your family, and the overall community. That's what it's all about. And we shouldn't get caught up in, you know, it looks like this or it looks like that. You could prepare to take advantage of a financial opportunity. But those that don't prepare do what when a financial opportunity goes by? Those that don't prepare for things that could be life-threatening, what happens when it happens? They're in a position of disadvantage. So we should never, ever think of it as in a closed mind that the system wants us to think. I'm not even going to say it preparing anymore. We're positioning ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, for some of the things that I have assessed, we should really be positioning ourselves accordingly. And some of these things are not just mildly coincidental events. They are completely staged and purposed to happen, meaning they don't have to happen at all. Or they're prevented from happening. Either way, when it comes to the system, every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. And we lose our way. Lose our way. So if you really listen to Strategic Melanin yesterday, the importance of assessing things before they go wrong and having those assets, you can see how beneficial it was and is. And that's the thing, is that you see now with the overall, oh, I thought I posted and I didn't see it in Tando, the article about the gas prices. Oh, that's because I needed to refresh. How about that, Dave? One quick, real quick, y'all, because we got to talk about this one as well, because you need to be prepared for this. If this is true, or I mean, well, either way, if it's by whatever means it's by, if it's still a something that's being used. And I missed a whole bunch of things that Roz posted. I'm so sorry, Roz. What I did I didn't refresh my screen.
I got a question.
And I did. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And this isn't just for Houston, because obviously there's not going to be too much driving in Houston, but I could be wrong. But I wonder if Uber is still working in some of these places and if people's giving out rides, because that's a way you could save your own gas is by, you know, don't know, man. That's just something came to my mind.
No, yeah, right, Scotty, right. Please do. Man, see, I love it because that's thinking. And my man, Roz, I'm so sorry. I didn't refresh my screen, and I missed a bunch of things. So I'm going to definitely do some of the things, do the things that you posted in What's in the News. And I noticed it because I said, wait a minute, I didn't say anything about the overall gas state of emergency. So I will do that after the commercial break because Roz posted some really good stuff, and I missed it, and I want to do that for sure because it's a lot of work getting this information, and you know we it's not the it takes a lot of time, and so it's want to definitely big ups to my man Roz, and he knows that so. When we come back out of a commercial break, I will definitely jump in that. But, Scotty, you're absolutely right. We should be thinking about how we can leverage ourselves accordingly. Now, think, if you were prepared, let's just say, let's take this gas situation. If you really knew that something's going to happen and you can assess that something's going to happen where gas is going to be needed, why could you do that? That's very easy to think about because how many people are dependent on gas? Pretty much everybody. So what would the demand for gas be? Pretty darn high. Is it something that you can use if some case something doesn't happen anyhow? Yes, every week, every day. You wouldn't be wasting it. This is why assessing is so important and positioning is so important. Position. And so all right, so what do I do? There's many different ways that you can do it. But see, if you position yourself accordingly, when no one else has gas, you do. And what does that mean for you? So many different options. They're selling gas for $9 a gallon. $9 a gallon. How would you benefit from that? So much. I wouldn't get into selling it.
You could barter. You could take stuff in trade.
Yeah. You can do a bunch of things. And in this scenario, I would hold on because this may not be the event that breaks the camel's back, but it looks like it might be. The key to a profit is not where you sell, but where you enter the market. And when you have good position, you always enter the market when the overall asset is actually being sold or asked at the wrong price or value. That's where you make a killing. We want to teach you some of these things as well. So when we come back, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll get back into it. We got to get to some of the things that Roz posted, what's in the news. Then we'll get into today's show. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't worry about it. Call. It doesn't matter because there's so much that's going on. We're carrying and get to what we need to get to. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio, Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. And so what we're going to do is I got to get into some of the stuff that's within the news that my man Roz posted, and we will then get into the show. But if you want to call in at any time, don't hesitate. Definitely do that. Excuse me, you all, real quickly. I can't do two things at one time because I'm one of those things. I'm really focused on different things, so it's hard for me to do two things at one time. I'm not ashamed of it, so I'm good. All right, so now I handled that. So let's jump back into what's in the news because I want to come back and talk about positioning and everything else. So before we get into what's in the news, it's so important to position yourself accordingly. And you could develop the skill by doing it more and more and thinking about it. Prepping is not about what they had on doomsday preppers or what the system has created through the mainstream media. That's a very, very small. Positioning yourself is actually a way of life. In a way of life that's necessary to meet your overall goals, objectives, and to being sovereign and self-determining. You can't just happen to walk into it. It don't work that way because there's forces that are working against you doing that. And if you're not having the energy against it, and there's many forces, how you gonna swim upstream with no tail, no direction, when the current is working against you and it's a strong current? Yes, I know we have all these fantasy different slogans and everything else, but if you're not putting energy into something, the likelihood of you achieving anything is slim, none, and it don't happen. So, position. So let me real quick get into some of the articles. Sorry about that, Roz. I refreshed, and then I saw all of the, because I said, wait a minute, I'm missing some articles here. So let me get to some of the articles my man Roz had posted. I'm going to start from the bottom to the top. All right, so my man Roz had posted. Let me get to the bottom. Earlier today. And I also posted, I didn't actually put this in the Tando, I just threw it in. I said, posted this one. Everyone get gas, excuse me, go get gas. Everyone go get gas. Southern states said to be running out. Virginia, North Carolina declare a state of emergency over gas shortages. But it's not just those. Really quickly, I need to run down some of these states that are being said to have problems. Let me run down some of these states because that's very, very important, because you want to position yourself accordingly. Not prepare, position yourself, because positioning yourself means that you may need to respond and react in a different way. Okay, so now here we go. Up some of these states that are possibly going to be affected by gasoline, diesel, and aviation jet fuel, basically. Okay, it's going to be, of course, they said North Carolina, Virginia. Some of the other states include South Carolina. It will also include Georgia. It also includes Tennessee. It also includes, let me just run them down. Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, New Jersey and New York City. Basically, it's going to spread to many parts of the majority of the country will be, and there are some areas that will be not as adversely affected by it, like California and other places that have their own refineries and everything else, but even those will be adversely affected. They said that the strategic oil reserve will be tapped to mitigate this. We'll see how that works out, and I wouldn't count on it. If you are waiting on the government to save you, you already know and you should know how that's worked for many before in the past. Why would you sit on that bench as well, too? Take the appropriate actions. So that was what was there, and then we'll cover, we won't probably get it today, but we'll cover some of that more. Okay, so I want to get into some of the things my man Roz had posted in what's in the news. And what's in the news is very, very important because you should be reading between the lines. Okay, so here we go. My man Roz posted article. This one comes from the, move this down, inhabitat.com. Startup is developing kale farms in the open ocean waters to make carbon neutral biofuels. Oh man, that's tight. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from Ancient Oregon. 17 out of place artifacts said to suggest high technology and prehistorical civilization exist. Yes, they show a computer here, different things, without a doubt. See, this is one thing I never, the system lies about everything. The truth resonates with you, so you really don't need their overall verification and their overall validation, because if you start to rely on that, the truth won't rely in you. You will be actually be feeding yourself and nourishing your overall body from the lies that they feed you. And what happens? We become unbalanced and lying in our everything that we do. Dysfunctional. If you want to know something, feel it. Develop it. Position yourself accordingly. It can, and it is done by many. The animals don't have no problem when an earthquake comes to get the heck out the way. They call it their instinct. Where's your instincts? Are we developing those instincts? Are we not using them? Then we lose them, and then we develop an obedience instinct to man's words. Next article, Rise posted this one from Medical News Today. Death risk double with severe dandruff. I can't say that word. You know what I'm talking about. So death risk almost double with psoriasis. I couldn't say psoriasis. Studies suggest. Not surprised by that, because it is actually probably in the past that was one of some of the people in the past would have called the disease that brings rigor mortis. I can't remember. I'll remember later on. So check out that. Adults whose psoriasis covers at least 10% of their body surface areas are almost always twice likely to the risk of early death than those without the disease. The study shows. So check out that. I hope my internet stuff's jumping around. Okay, next article. Rise posted this one from Self. These are the medicines you should never mix with alcohol. Check out that article. Recent Bachelors in Paradise contestant spoke to Good Morning America about the dangers associating mixing alcohol with medication. In today's world, that is the preferred method of intoxifying the body. So check out that next one. My man Rise posted this one from Futurist. Experts weigh in on the first human head transplant surgery. I don't think he's done. I just don't think he's done the science. And I remember this from a year and a half. I remember this. And So check out that article. I remember that one. Really good one. Thanks, Roz. Next article from Medical News Today. Could these hormones rejuvenate the memory? Check out that article. And what does that? Without a doubt. Next article, Roz posted this one from Newsweek. Another star will enter our solar system in 1.3 million years, potentially sending comets hurling our way. And this is nothing old. I mean, nothing new. This is what's been happening for a very, very long time. So this is they're going to start to use. Now, do I believe them of everything? Heck no. But I know that they're going to use it. So check out that. All right, next article. Roz posted this. Robot will kill most retail jobs. Is going to suck. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one, came from AP News. As flood waters recede, Houston officials look to recover. Next article, thank goodness is receding. Hopefully the next storms won't be bad. Next article, Roz posted this from Wake Up World. Turmeric heals. I got to click on this. Turmeric. Man, turmeric, in my opinion, is turmeric and colloidal silver have been significant in my, to me, to where saving of my life. So I know. Okay, it says turmeric heals spinal cord injuries better than drugs and surgeries, the article revealed. Yes, I definitely could see that, Roz. Great one, because of the anti-swell, anti-inflammation and the healing power of it. Yes, definitely could see that. Great article. I got I'm definitely going to check that one out. Okay, next article. Bear with me, you all. My internet is faster, but not as fast as it used to be back home in Cali. So, all right, here we go. Next article. This is from Wake Up World again. You want to... Let me hit this. You want real political change? Repeal the Federal Reserve Act. That would be the start. Yes, I would definitely and continue. Next one from Wake Up World. NASA satellite imageries reveal shocking proof of climate engineering. Yes, without a doubt. So those are the articles that my man Roz had posted. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And we're going to jump into today's show. The U.S. economy has been kissed by death. And I just want to say... you're going to go into this, but it's very, very important to position ourselves accordingly, because things are going to continue to unfold. Just think about what's happening here. Now, what do I mean by that? Look at what the overall, so far, what Hurricane Harvey has done economically to people throughout the country. If the gas prices are going up, what are they using to pay their gas with right now at the prices that, and it continues? What are they going to be using to pay their overall necessity for gas? Who are they going to be paying with? Cash that they don't have. So what is that going to do? This is how you weaken your enemy, by you cutting off their supplies. This is softening up the target before the invasion. Don't think it could be that? Fine, that's you. Me, I never let anything go without. And this, in regards to this, without giving it a thought, without looking at the possibilities and being open-minded. And what has that done for me personally has gotten me out of so many things. And I hope that it will get you out of things. We heard some of the listeners that called in that went through different things that said that they weren't preppers, or they weren't positioning themselves before, and they saw the need for it, then they did it, and then an event happened and they were so happy that they did. You can never turn that person back around. But isn't it crazy how we get all the experience in life and we're still foolish in our decisions sometimes? And this is something that affects us all. What do I mean by that? If you keep going in that yard where there's a bull and he ran you over one time, and you're going to go in there the second time without any changing of anything, and you're going to get run over by the bull again. And then when the bull run you over, you're going to be shocked and saying, what happened? Why did it? Why are you hypnotized into thinking that this bull's not going to run you over? What mind control are you under? That you would, because that's what, that you would turn off common sense. Which, thing about common sense, it ain't so common. To think that everything was going to be all right, that you could just walk into that fence line and walk into that bull's area and that bull wasn't going to run you over. Just, it's unrealistic. And you know, they in today's world, you see that dumb obedience is deadly. And I'm not talking about individuals getting caught. I'm not talking about individuals getting, I'm talking about individuals that purpose, that should know, should have known, could and should have known that the bull was going to run him over. But nah. And you could see it because in so many different things, because we've been so thoroughly distracted and it's become our mind control. And then when the shit hits the fan, we think, oh, it won't last long. Everything is going to be all right. Until it's not, and then the only thing that we do is start crying. What you crying for? Boo-boo. You knew this was going to... Oh, well, you didn't know it was going to happen. You thought it wasn't going to happen, and your thought was wrong. And that emotional outburst is the same thinking that got you where you are. That same thinking has got you where you are. This system is telling you it's going to run you over. Let somebody else go into that fenced area and get the bull treatment. Don't have to be you. You don't need to explain to somebody and convince them that they need. Don't. Just do you. Gravitate with others that are like you. You don't have to explain to folks. They don't see it. There's a reason why they don't see it. But you do. But you do. Let me tell you something real quick, and then we'll get into it. It was something that I saw that wasn't funny, but it was funny, but it was, and I love sisters. Man, sisters are hilarious. It was someone was interviewing a person before Harvey. And the individual was having difficulty getting out of the way, but they wanted to leave. The person said to the person that was talking to this, the reporter that was talking to this, I don't, and it was a sister. She said, I want to get out of here. If somebody could come get me, please come get me. I'm ready to go. If you leaving, I'll go with you. Just, some of my people, I know a lot, and she was talking about the people in her area that was like, nah, we done rolled it out before, we're going to stay, we'll be all right. They said, that's the mimic that they said, well, how about you say, how about you knowing something? How about you doing some research? How about you invest in something so that you can make a determination for yourself? How about you use some self-determination here? How about you use some critical thinking here and you not just rely on what somebody else say? They said get you a lot of people dead. They said get a lot of people dead. And this sister said, she heard all them say their thing, and she said, I'm not trying to play with this. I'm trying to get out of here. And if somebody can get me out of here, I'm ready to go. I'm calling some of my people to come get me. The ones, and she said, the ones that are leaving. And she's looking at the folks that said they're going to stay. She said that on Wednesday. And she wasn't from New Orleans. She was someone that was new to that area within the last year, because a lot of people, new people moved to Houston. But she won't have nothing. She said it correctly. I don't want to play with this. Sometimes we play too much. Sometimes we play too much in thinking that this system is something other than what it really has shown itself to be. Not professed, but shown itself to be. Got to position ourselves. Here's why. There's a couple of articles I want to read to you real quick. And this article says, why we're doomed, stagnant wages, and it's much more than stagnant wages. Much more than stagnant wages. It goes on. Despite all the happy talk about recovery, with high growth wages have gone nowhere since 2000. From the bottom 20% of workers, they've gone nowhere since the 70s. And this article was by Smith. I posted inside Charles Hughes Smith. I like Charles' writing and stuff. He does a really, really good job. And it says, and he shows a figure from 1947 to 1970, right around 1970. And he shows a graph, and it goes up. Then it flatlines. Then it shows how the overall growth to 2014 has gone. In comparison, it's not going anywhere. And it says, figure 11, diverging income trajectory, real family income index to 1973 across distribution of 1947 to 2014. And it's telling a very, very important stack since the 70s. Y'all being set up. Y'all don't see it. Y'all don't do nothing about it. That's okay. See you later. Bye, Felicia. Goes on. Gross domestic product, GDP, has risen sharply since 2000. But the share of GDP going to wages and salary has plummeted. This is simply an extension of the 47-year-old downward trend. Goes from 1970 to 2010, and it shows a dead cat bounce. 46-year trend shows it. Goes on. Last month, I posted one reason why we're doomed. Our economy is toxic with inequality. In August the 16th, 2017, the second half of why we're doomed is stagnant wages. Why do stagnant wages for the bottom 95% doom our status quo? As I noted yesterday, why wages have left the ground in the 20th century. And if you looked at the overall employment numbers, which are lies and anything else, it is telling something disturbing. You should be checking that out. Our system requires ever higher household incomes to function just as the top 5%, but in the top 80%. Our federal social programs, Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicaid and Medicare, pay as you go, All the expenditures this year are paid by taxes collected this year. I have detailed many times the so-called trust funds are fictions. When Social Security, are factors. When Social Security runs a deficit, the difference between receipt and expenses are filled by selling treasury bonds in the open market, the exact same mechanism that governments use to fund any other deficit. What is he being saying here? It's a magic trick, ladies and gentlemen. They make you think one thing. They show you a magic trick, not to trick you, but to make you believe. To make you believe that everything is okay, and you're not. When you obey, when you do what they said, and when you follow by what they said, you end up dead. What about what you say? What about when we gonna call bull stuff just what it is? When are we gonna call lies lies? And when are we gonna establish our own individual truth? The system has taught us to be on the umbilical cord and be childish in nature for somebody always to take care of you. Not take care of you in the way, but take care of the way that you should think. They don't care about your stomach. They don't care about your physical body. They care about your overall spirit and soul and your energy. How do you get someone to surrender that? You make them surrender it by choice, because they believe. They believe what they say. When are we going to start thinking for ourselves? For those of you that do, I applaud you. And I would say, be ready. Position yourself accordingly. Because those that didn't, you will have to identify them for what they are worth. What I mean by worth is by what their true intentions are. Don't get anxiety over this. You've already positioned and trained yourself to be sovereign and self-determining. That is the most powerful thing that you can do. You will be able to discern who is who. Who is good for you and who isn't. Who is relevant and who isn't. What is necessary and what isn't. What is value and what isn't. What is sovereign and what is freedom. If you're sovereign, you need no freedom. If you're enslaved, you need freedom. And actually, the worst form of slavery that there is actually dictated by how free you are and how much you profess it. We need freedom. I'm free. A real sovereign and self-determining person never even conceptualize that. Don't need to. Because their overall direction is never decided by someone else's pen or decree. Decided by them. It's decided by me. So, setting everything up. The article goes on. Just before we go to the break. The demographics of the nations have changed in the past two generations. The baby boomers retiring amidst mass expanding numbers of beneficiaries of these programs, while the numbers of the full-time workers to retirees is down from 10 to 1 in the good old days to 2 to 1. There are 60 million beneficiaries on Social Security and Medicare, and about 120 million full-time workers in the United States. Do you see how that is unsustainable? It's 2 to 1. Two people are working in the overall small extractions exactions of their overall pension or of their overall payment is being held for the other side. It's a 2-to-1. Even at 10-to-1, you're in perilous economic times. 2-to-1, you're already past the point of no return. Listen, everyone, get ready to go to the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Media Project launched the digital radio platform Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call. I'm not on the board right now because I'm reading this article. So if you'd like to get in on the call, I see my man Roz is there. I'm going to get right to you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Check this out real quick. I want to take this point before I go to my man Roz. One second, Roz. Let me show you how important this 2-to-1 compared to 10-to-1 really is. Let me put it in a different format. Let me give you a different look at this. You have two parents, a mother and a father. At a 10-to-1 ratio, the mother and the father at a 10-to-1 ratio will produce 20 children. 10-to-1 for the father, 10 for the mother, 10. Combined for the family, that unit is 22 people strong. That is just above making it. Because of those 20 children, there's different things that can happen to those 20 children to where the overall productivity of those 20 children will be diminished. Some may pass away. Some may be ill. Some may be crazy. Some may be slow. Some may be fast. Some may be this. Some may be that. Some may want to work. Some may not want to work. Eat, yay. Play, yay. Work, no. Right? It goes like that. Now here, at a 2-to-1, you have two parents with one child. You are going extinct. Because all of those same variables at the 20-to-1 applies to your one child. Now, the likelihood of your one child being balanced, sovereign, and self-determining is slim to none. And even if they are, it's 2-1. There is not even progress there. That's recession. 2-2 is recession. At 2-1, think about it. You got two people taking care of one person. Who is going to take care of the two people that are working? They didn't produce a future. They didn't produce a legacy. They're not producing prosperity. They're in default. This is very, very important. So with that being said, I wanted to lay that out for you, but I want to go to my man Raj that I see that's in queue. What's up, Raj? Go ahead, brother.
Peace, peace. How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you feeling? I'm good, man. But shoot, tired, been up, you know, man. But hit me up later, Raj, too.
Sure, sure. Same to you. I'm still learning.
Late tonight.
I'm still learning.
Late tonight.
No problem.
Or tomorrow.
No problem.
I don't answer tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
No problem. First, I wanted
you too,
to
brother
send,
Bragg. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem. I just wanted to send some love out to Black Rose and to all the people in the Houston area that are suffering right now. Just listening to what she said yesterday, I wanted to chime in, but I was just so caught up, and I had background noise, so I wasn't able to actually speak. But just heartfelt, and just the whole idea of knowing your neighbor, being able to have communal relations with people in the area, she really stressed the importance of that, and I think that that was brought home quite well. Joe Osteen, the white supremacist troll in Jesus' name. I hope they do shut him down. I posted an article yesterday that Tyler Perry, I think he donated $250,000 to his church, and then a few million to the people that were devastated by the flood in Houston. And I was just nauseated just by the fact that he even gave him a dollar. So yeah, I hope that the people of Houston, especially the non-white people affected, I hope that they all boycott his church and collapse it, because it should not be standing if it's going to be because the church in and of itself is a white supremacist tool of domination in the first place. That's how they got our ancestors to begin with. But then beyond that aspect of everything, the fact that he would see people in the most vulnerable position possible and close the doors in their face, and only after he was embarrassed by people exposing his white supremacist behavior, because this is a man who sat on Oprah Winfrey on a couple of occasions, smiling his behind off, having interviews. I never watched it, but I knew he appeared there multiple times, and now he's exposed for what he really is. So absolutely everything you said is correct, and he should get not another dime from anybody from that church, let alone especially Black people, and they need to get his 501c status revoked. You should not be able to have a tax-free business, because that's what religion is. It's a business. And he himself was worth $67 million, and from what I understand, he makes about $90 million a year just in tithes, so that's all money that he's not paying taxes on, and you're going to close the door in the face of people who are literally dying. And you have Mattress Mack. The guy came out, pulled the stops out, opened all of his stores, allowed people to sleep in there and have some semblance of normalcy in a situation that couldn't be more abnormal. Big up to him. I hope he has a global chain so that, you know, maybe people can support him nationwide, and maybe help him open up more stores. So God forbid something happens in other parts of the country, they know that there's a person that has that human connection and understands the idea that we are all one, and if one person is suffering, everybody's suffering. So when you have people with that mentality, you have to lift them up as high as possible. And it's not just for contingency situations like this, but just in general, those are the type of businesses you want to have. You know, these are the same people. People like that are the same people who, if you don't have money and you're really desperately poor, they'll tell you, hey, you know, just take what you need and pay me later. And it's just about the human connection. And I think that is of the utmost importance. So I just want to send my love to her and to all the other listeners that are suffering out there right now. Also, I need to talk to you anyway, because I wanted to get some information from you about where to send some stuff, because we have a ton of really high quality clothes and shoes that my father-in-law had before he passed away. I mean, this guy had an impeccable dress style. And I think a lot of it just had to do with him loving that, and then him being a staunch Prince Hall Mason. He always made sure that he looked right, and he used to do that with my son too. So I would love to be, we would actually love to be able to contribute those items of his to people that can use it and need it, especially after losing possibly and probably for a lot of people everything they had, and then also also contribute something monetarily. So I'll talk to you about that. But one thing, when you were talking about the idea of the 2-to-1, it's interesting because my grandmother had about 9 brothers and sisters. I had cousins with 12 brothers and sisters, and I mean, like, this is all over Trinidad. My family's so big, I'll never know them all. And as each of these people, or people from my family, relocated to the States, at the most 3. And this is what it is that the society is set up to do to the dominant people, the genetically dominant people, what's actually happening by nature to white people. They're at a state where they've been at a negative birth rate. And if you read T. Lawson Stoddard's book, written in 1920, he had an awesome debate with W.E.B. Du Bois, who ripped him a new one publicly. And he wrote there that they were having the same issue in the 1920s. So if you look at the way the system is set up as far as the domination, the economic aspect of the 10 areas of people activity, what it is that they make it so economically implausible for you to be able to have multiple children, and that is one of the main ways they stop us from, in their minds, or facilitate our genocide by the fact that we're always behind the eight ball. I only have one child, and thank goodness with all that we invested in him, he is not any of the things that you named. He's African-centered, and he's all about his people wherever they are. But ultimately, you couldn't have stated it any better with that description. And it was something that my son and I had a discussion about probably about 3-4 days ago. And I've been trying to help him understand what the collapse looks like and give him a psychological impression upon what we're looking at as a country and how this affects the planet. Now, there's a guy named Doug Casey. I've been getting emails from him for the past few years. He deals with financial services, very well known. He's all over CNN and stuff, and he's been monitoring the financial situation for a long time. There's another guy named Bill Bonner, I believe his name is. He has a company called Agora, and they have global cells around the world that study economic trends, and he's been accurate in predicting the multiple collapses since 40 years ago. And he went, in this video, he had gone through all these different collapses, including Japan back in the 90s when they bought Rockefeller Center, and they were really building up, and everybody's like, oh, Japan's a new place to be. And he predicted at their height, he said, they're not going to last long. And he said, I think within a year to 2 years after he made his prediction, Japan was out the window. And this was, and he named a whole bunch of them. We talked about Russia, the collapse of the Berlin Wall, all of that. And he talked about each instance and gave the date which he predicted this stuff and then how the stuff actually fell into place the way that he said it. And he said something that really almost gave me a headache. I almost saw in Technicolor and triples. He said, you might be able to correct me if I'm getting it wrong because I saw the video a few days ago, but he had said as far as actual assets, that globally, the global economy is worth $1.2 trillion, I believe is what the number is that he threw out there. And then he said the United States is 19 plus trillion in debt. So the United States is 19 times the global economic system's maximum as far as assets in debt. And then I thought about it. A year or two ago, you on this show talked about America being in debt to China for over $700 billion. It's almost $800 billion. That's almost a trillion in and of itself. So when I started thinking, I'm like, man, why hasn't this collapsed like 20 years ago? Why hasn't it catastrophic? What is it that's facilitating that this one country, the white supremacist, bastion of white supremacy, the poster child of dominating non-white people globally, the United States, has been allowed to get debt that is 19 times the global economy's full worth? And when I explained that to my son, the light bulb went off. He said, oh my goodness, I never thought about it. I said, it's not designed for you to think about it. I said, it's designed for you to keep going and going and going until one day you go to your bank, right. You put your card in the machine, and it spits it back at you, and you don't get anything. And then recently, my wife had a situation where somebody had stolen her card number.
All right, keep your card.
Yep, that's the main thing. It'll keep it in its shred, and you never get it back. That's absolutely correct. And the crazy part is somebody took her card and went on a spree buying like $100 worth of gas. It was all gas station charges for like $100 a piece. They gave her the money back because they realized that it wasn't her who made the charges. And then they gave her a card, and my wife said, this new card they gave her, every bank she went to, every time she tried to run it, it was getting rejected, even though there was money on the card. This was right after she got the new card. Every time she used it, it would just basically say either she had no money or just spit it back to her and say that she couldn't get the money. Money that she had, that they, you know, she knew was there, they confirmed was there. And then today, she finally talked to them, and the woman who answered finally told her, the 3-digit security code on your card is faulty. That's what's causing the issue. Let us send you a new card. My wife then said to me, they did this on purpose. I said, well, you know what? This is something I think I need to speak about for everyone to hear, because there's a few people that I know personally that have been having a similar situation, and beyond the overall, because what Bill Bonner said was that one of the first signs that the economy is starting to collapse is when you go to the bank, put the card in, and you're not able to get your money. He said, literally, when that starts happening to you, understand it's about, literally everything that you have said since I've been listening to this show, he said in one video. And when he just went through that, and I just explained it to my son, it dawned on him, he finally got it. I said, now you see what, I said, whose money are they taking? Whose money are they going to take to pay this $19 trillion that they will never be able to pay in the first place? And then, Jerry and I were talking about Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico being in debt themselves, yet holding the lion's share of 401k plans. So I'm like, well, hey, if they're about $70 billion in debt, whose money are they taking from to pay their debt? The 401k plans that they sit in charge of. They hold the lion's share of them. And, you know, I was explaining to my son, I said, well, hey, you know, I'm about to take all my money. I said, whatever penalties these savages have to incur. So in other words, I have to pay them in penalties to get my own money that I've worked my behind off for years to accumulate. This is how the system works. Like, you always are contributing to your own destruction, because it's written in the DNA of the codes and laws and how they set things up. And I told him, I said, I don't care how much they're taking out. I need to get my money so I can do what I need to do to make sure that we're straight in case, you know, the inevitable happens. I told him, I said, I wish this doesn't happen. I hope I'm wrong, because if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Bonner said in the video, he sees it sometime between now and probably early to summer of next year that everything's going to hit the fan in a way that's just unprecedented. And this is a man who's been accurate for 40 years. So you've been talking about this for the longest. And it just really made me think, like, you know, we have to become broader in scope, but the reality they place in front of us only allows the vast majority of us to see right to the edge of our noses, and nothing further than that.
True, right.
It's like a fog you cannot clear from your eyes, you know, and that's what the ruse is just the ability to keep you confused, keep you in a state of discomfort in all 10 areas of people activity: economics, education, entertainment, healthcare, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. If they can keep you occupied with frivolous nonsense, with Floyd Mayweather fights and empire and power and, you know, Donald Trump looking at the sun and all of this nonsense, while they're putting things in place to completely annihilate not the celebrity figureheads, but like you said, the poor man's economy. And if the poor people don't understand what's being done to them, it's going to be a problem. We are witnessing an unprecedented civil war amongst the dominant beasts who run this country and ultimately run the planet. And the best thing we could do as a people is to start, while they're fighting amongst themselves, we shore up ourselves. So when everything hits the fan, we're not adversely affected. And black people
you
are
got
not...
options. Not right.
Yeah, exactly. Black people naturally are not the life that we live is not conducive to us being preemptive. It's conducive to us being reactive. We've been reactive the entire time we've been in contact with these quote unquote people. And if we can get to a place of being preemptive, then we might be able to be in a state where, like you said, we're in a position of advantage. We are have a collective prudence where we all are maybe may not see everything exactly the same, but we understand what the problem is and we understand what we need to do to move forward to make sure that we are buffered against what's to come. Because when I saw that video and he just ran all the history, he also talked about the fact that in the United States' entire history, they have only not been at war collectively for 12 years.
Right,
the entire
war.
Time
perpetual
the United war. States has existed, they have been in perpetual war around the country, domestically, the war on drugs, you name it, they are at war because that is the driving engine of their dollar bill. The dollar bill is driven by their ability to dominate everyone else and force them to remain on the petrodollar. And all the people, all the countries that have decided to move away from the petrodollar or made some announcement that they would either get bombed to smithereens, they get earthquakes, they get tsunamis. This is the stuff that they're doing. So if we're paying attention, I just felt like I had to.
Right. That was what happened now. All the countries are coming off the petrodollars, and the U.S. can't do a darn thing about it. Hold on, Roz. We got a couple of other people I want to get in because you made some great points. Let me I think this is my man Ramon. Ramon, and then we're gonna go to Brother Braggs, and then we'll, Roz, we'll go back to you. We got
sure. I'll meet myself.
Sometime. Like, no. Hold on, Roz. You good? Go ahead, Ramon.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Dave?
What's up, Brother Ramon? How you doing, brother?
Oh, nothing, Roz. Scotty, how y'all doing, man?
Go ahead, Rock.
But first, hey, man, I called in to ask a question mainly first about that article you put out about the gas.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that a recent article? Reason I'm asking that because I sent out, you know, that announcement to a few family members, and one of them hit me back saying, this article is from 2016. It's not to ask questioning it. It's just more to ask, are they
I hope I didn't hit the wrong one. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure, because I hope I didn't send the wrong one. I may have posted the wrong one, Ramon, by mistake.
It was from 2016. That's the only reason why I'm asking.
Yeah, because I may have sent the wrong one by mistake. Hold on 1 second. Because actually the one I read was, no, it was, hold on 1 second. Yeah, and you know what? It was. I sent the wrong one, but it was still the same. The state of North Carolina did do that, and the gas problem, I hit the wrong one. I absolutely hit the wrong one. So, yes, that was a mistake by me because when I pulled it up, I pulled up the wrong one. My mistake.
Okay. Oh, no problem. That's why I was just calling Ted. I was like, Dave, I ain't never known Dave to give out no faulty information, so I had to make sure, you know.
Yeah, No, I'm glad. Thank you, brother, for telling me. Yes, that one was from 2016. I hit the wrong one. But the overall the overall problems from the gas is going to from Harvey is going to adversely affect everyone. It's definitely happening here. I know firsthand of it here in Dallas, but it's also going to affect the others. Now, hold on real quickly. Let me find the other one. I'll find the other one, but I made a mistake in posting that. And I sure did. So you're so right, okay. Ramon. Sorry about that, brother.
It ain't no problem, bro. No, I just, I myself, like I said, and the reason why I brought it up, because really I had to tell the family member that whether the article is old or not, you see what's going on. You got to just take it for what it is. But I do want to say this. I didn't want it. I had no comments until Ross, one of y'all speaking on the collapse of the economy. Here's what I'm starting to think, Dave. If there's any signs of the economy collapsing, I would first have to say my source would be of proving that is out on the job sites. Right now, I'm at this. I got this commercial facility that we're doing some tile work on. But this has been going on for a while. There is no people. Matter of fact, I'll just put it this way: there are zero skilled tradesmen available here in the state of Colorado. Yes. But listening to
it's probably everywhere.
I was going to say I had actually talked with the superintendent on the project that I'm working on, and he and I got to talking, and he said they're resorting to the day labor because they can't get nobody to come to work, nor can we find any skilled tradesmen. I'm going to say from me being an employer, what I have struggled with is very much the first part. Nobody wants to go to work. So to me, that's one of the most that's the best indication of something going wrong, as we're talking about a collapse. I mean, to see people walk away from good money and to basically go panhandle, there's a real message there for me. I don't get it, so I'll say that. But I just realized that we don't have any workers out here in the field at all. You go on these sites nowadays, and it's just very few people for a large site. So I just figured that, to me, this is a good sign of saying this economy probably has already collapsed, as opposed to saying it's going to collapse. Because I just can't figure out how people don't want to go to work. And that's pretty much what I had to add to that. But I wanted to say this, too. Does anybody think about the optics of how to look at our population as when we start talking about black and white? Here's what my thinking is lately here. We're seeing optics when it comes to how they say, well, black folks are so few and, this and that. I don't know if I can take that one, mainly considering the fact many of us are sitting in prison. So it doesn't mean
that's
what
I was gonna say.
They just confined. Yeah. So I'm like, maybe we need to change this narrative to figuring out how to go get them brothers and sisters up out of there. So I mean, this is kind of, the optics I'm starting to see go down, that we're talking about how we're disadvantaged, and I just don't see it that way. And I'm gonna move my line on that one.
No. Good point. Definitely. And one of the things that looking at, what does a collapse look like? You're seeing it. It's not something that is going to happen, because it is happening. If you really want to know what a collapse looks like, look at everything around you. Look at everything around you. And I will post, because I made a mistake, I will post the articles as to how Hurricane Harvey is adversely affecting the gas supply in the southern states, and will be affecting everywhere relatively soon. So I will do that. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't mean to cut in. It's affecting us mostly, but what people getting ready to see is in the building industry. And the reason why I say the building industry, Texas produces Texas probably produces about 20% of the building materials for all of America. But people don't understand how deep that's going to be. You're going to see it when it's time to start building, because that's a large portion of where most building materials come from. As a builder myself, you can check most places, they are distributed out of Texas first or manufactured there first. Home Depot just put up a request for volunteers to go down and build, which I don't understand why, when they're going to sell all that material that they got in their stores. So, I don't get that one. We got to look at that one. People are going to see this when it's time to start building, whether or not they, doing developments in their states that haven't been hit by a storm. You're going to find out through that type of process right there. You won't have very much building material around, and it will go it will go through the roof quick. Thanks, Dave. I always appreciate the show, man. Thanks.
Definitely, my man, Ramon. And there are many variables to the collapse, and that is definitely one, but there are so many. And like I said on earlier this week, Texas is critical. It's the second largest economy or the second or third largest state economy in the nation. California and maybe one other is only large. I think Texas is second. But Texas is relying upon all the other because of the natural resources and what it's able to do. But Houston is the backbone and the key, the cornerstone of that all. And this is why it's so important. So we'll get back to that because we got to get ready to get out of here. There's a couple of, man, time flies. Real quick, I'm going to go to Brother Bragg real quick, and then we're going to have to get out of here. Brother Bragg, go ahead.
I was just going to say, man, it's 1933. When they took the gold and silver, the economy has been collapsed. They haven't had it propped up ever since. But the thing is, right, what's coming forth now is that white insanity is being taken to task, because even though they still pushing this oil, because all this stuff is really going to affect oil and everything is commerce. You know the economy is collapsed when there's no commerce. And they're going to do everything in this world possible to make sure that money flows, currency flows, because commerce is everything. Commerce is crime and commerce is everything. And everything is commerce.
Thanks. Yes. Yes.
When you look at it like that, you're going to be right, you're going to have your finger right on the pulse of it. Even a devastation, a disaster is commerce, it's money. Just think what they need now. They need everything that a society needs, and they need it now. They need it quick, fast, in a hurry. So they make money. It's like betting on both sides. And once you look at the game, how the game is played, whether they use heart, everybody's going to say it's questionable, that's conspiracy. But if you start checking dates and check around the world, they had these disasters happen in certain places all around the world in this last couple of month period. Devastated, man, millions of people. Millions of people moved off their land. The whole thing has moved people from land. These people are masses and moving people from place to place.
Brother Braggs, we're going to have a show about that as well. We got to get ready to get out of here. Man, Ramon, thank you so much, brother, for pointing that out. You're absolutely right. That was my mistake. I posted the wrong because I'm was busy shuffling a bunch of other stuff. That was a older article that I had. I posted that. That was my mistake. But, yes, the shortages of things, and it's not over yet. There are many variables to this whole thing. This is the variable that matters. You are not paid anything that has value. You do not work for anything that has value. You are not paid in anything that works value. You have to do that, or else you will always be in deficit and broke. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We've got to get ready to get out of here. Brother Braggs, if you will, chime us out. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Peace, peace. Money is an illusion. It's fiat.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.